Today on the podcast, we ponder whether or not we've accepted the invitation into the kingdom and whether we're wearing the clothes that prove it. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage of the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Joshua 16 and 17, Psalm 148, Jeremiah 8, and Matthew 22. Now, I remember a lot of my 20s, I struggled to say yes to invites like parties and such. It wasn't that I wasn't into that sort of thing, really, but it was that I didn't want to commit because I was always thinking that there may be something better that would potentially come along, you know, that I'd rather go to that thing instead. There were also plenty of times when, you know, someone would invite me to something and I'd make up something on the spot that seemed, you know, more important to do as an excuse. As a result, there were plenty of worthwhile invitations that I'm sure that I rejected and great events that I regretfully missed out on. In today's reading of Matthew 22, we find Jesus giving us an illustration of the kingdom of heaven, and those invited to it are compared to those invited to a wedding banquet. Invited guest after invited guest gives excuse after excuse why they cannot accept the invite. And this is the invite that is then given to others instead. Now, while there's plenty to unpack here, firstly, I wonder if anyone watching or listening to this is actually still an invited guest who's passed on accepting the invite. Like, don't ignore the invitation. You'll regret it. Additionally, when the invitation is extended to many and many others instead, we see that there are some who in part accept the invitation, but don't show up dressed for the occasion. One of the most interesting stories I remember reading as a child was that of the emperor's new clothes. I discussed that actual story all the way back on a January episode, episode 31 of the podcast. And in this story, there's a shifty group of clothes designers who present a new design to the emperor. They convinced him that only the wise would be able to see the amazing garment that they designed. And really, they just sold him absolutely nothing. And they took advantage of his ego, knowing that his pride would prevent him from admitting that he didn't see it. Pride's an ugly thing, y'all. But in the text today, many of those that show up from the invite, they accepted the invite, they show up. However, they were never actually prepared by the bridegroom himself for the event. So they arrive at this wedding without anyone even recognizing that they're not wearing the wedding garments. Either intentionally or unintentionally, they have deceived the other guests and maybe even themselves into believing that they're actually on the guest list. Let's read a few verses. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness, in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." Y'all, that's terrifying, right? This is a great concern for what we've called the visible church. Those that claim the name of Jesus. They attend gatherings and have all the trappings of worship to Jesus, but were never chosen by God, never given his righteous garments, nor marked by the indwelling spirit. These are those very same ones that Jesus will remark, "You said, Lord, Lord, but I say, depart from me because I never knew you." Those same people might be sitting next to us in some gatherings of believers. And if they're not careful and we are not prayerful, we'll end up using the light of Jesus as a flashlight on their way to an eternity in torment. So let us be assured, first and foremost, that we ourselves are not wearing the emperor's clothes, but the right garment, the garment fashioned and given by our Father God through Jesus. Let us be assured by the signs of the Spirit at work in us and through us as we love God more deeply and our neighbor more sacrificially. Let us also do some loving garment checks with our brothers and sisters. Not condemning anyone, but reminding one another to reflect on the truth of our relationship with Jesus and the state of their soul. Sadly, many of our loved ones won't be chosen and will spend eternity apart from God, but we can play a part in assuring that at least it won't be a surprise for them when the wedding begins. Would you guys pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work that, first and foremost, that Jesus did on the cross, the work that he did in obedience to you and your heart for love, your mission to rescue us, Lord God. And I just ask that you would, through your Spirit, empower us, those that are wearing the right garments, to be assured of that truth. Show us through the signs of your Spirit, through the fruit of your Spirit, that we are your chosen ones, Lord God. And then through your Spirit, would you empower us to have those loving conversations? Would you empower us to be living out the gospel, preaching the gospel, pointing to those that we believe need to receive the gospel, which is every one of us, and asking of them to do a coat check. Are you wearing the righteousness of Christ? Or are you trying to make your way into the wedding on your own? Lord God, we ask that you would do the work. You would do the work of fitting folks with the clothes, the garment of the gospel, Lord God. And help us to see what role you have for us in it. We thank you in advance. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope you guys are being blessed by these. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure that you go ahead and go to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Oh, hey, don't forget, I love to be praying for you guys. Go ahead and hit me up, Armand at unshackledenetwork.org. Or if you're seeing this on social media, you can hit me up on in the DMs, and I would love to be praying for you there. Rate it if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes. Subscribe there, or subscribe up on YouTube. Follow me on Facebook or Insta, wherever you're at. And I hope that I'll see you back here next time on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.